Hello, my name is Brian Ivashelsky, and welcome to the Over the Counter podcast. Today we're joined by Sharon Blank, CEO of Language Scientific and RxTran, who has dedicated her career to language solutions in the life sciences space. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining me today, Sharon.
Brian, it's a pleasure to be here, and thanks for having me.
Awesome. Yeah, so today we're really going to be discussing the issues, challenges, gaps, and opportunities regarding language and its place in pharmacy practice kind of in general today. So Sharon, to start us off, what are the most pressing issues for patients regarding language in the pharmacy space right now?
So Brian, one of the most critical issues right now is when a patient can't read their prescription label. And when that happens, typically they're in a position where there are three potential outcomes. One is that they don't take the medication out of fear because they don't understand it. Two, they take the wrong dose or they take it at the wrong time or interval. Or three, they rely on an untrained relative to help them understand the label.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah, I appreciate you laying those out. Obviously, that's one of the biggest parts of medication adherence and making sure that patients are kind of staying on their complex regimens that we see kind of in the pharmacy space be proliferated. Awesome.
Yeah, so, and this is not a rare population. I don't know how well you're aware, but LEP patients are a growing share of every major U.S. metro city, and they cluster in exactly the chronic disease cohorts, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, behavioral health, where adherence determines whether someone stays well or ends up in the hospital.
Definitely disease states that are very prominent and, you know, talked about amongst our kind of stories and experts, but that kind of niche within those prominent disease states, obviously great to kind of bring advocacy to this space. So kind of wanted to talk about like where pharmacists fall in line with helping patients through these. So how are pharmacists most affected by these challenges, kind of the ones that you just kind of laid out there?
So pharmacists are handling this every day, usually without any real tool that's built for this. A lot of them fall back on the typical, you know, ChatGPT or Google Translate. And in some cases, a software vendor might bundle a translation, you know, free solution and have a waiver that just shifts all the responsibility onto the pharmacy because this has not been certified or validated in any way. And the pharmacists are also, they're being asked to counsel a patient in a language they may not speak in a situation where they've got a line behind, you know, four deep in the queue for them. And then they have to, you know, confirm the counseling took place and then still end up handing the patient a prescription bottle with the dosing instructions in English. It's a lot to put on them. And whatever the fix is, it has to make the pharmacist's job easier. They're already spread way too thin and need a solution that just simply works for them. When a translation turns out wrong, Brian, the pharmacist is the one who carries the professional and legal risk, even though they didn't create it. And that's certainly not a comfortable spot for them to be placed in. And this is not a small problem. And just to underscore the seriousness of it, I like to share this one specific data point. In a study of more than 400,000 hospitalized adults, LEP patients had a 33% higher odds of being readmitted within 7 days. And that's even after adjusting for clinical and demographic factors. That says a lot.
Yeah, very much staggering kind of statistic. So obviously, it's such a prominent kind of area that needs to be addressed. And it's not necessarily like, you know, front and center compared with some other things, but love to like kind of tackle this with you and kind of see where, you know, solutions are kind of going in the future. So kind of want to just like talk about one more general idea and then really talk about, you know, those future support. So why do you believe that language on a prescription label deserves the same zero tolerance standard that the industry already demands for the drug itself. So really, it's just like the prescription label is just important as all of the regulatory kind of hurdles and things that drugs go through to begin with. Why do you think that is? And how does the industry really get to that point?
So that's a fantastic question, and one of which I'm extremely passionate about. The industry would never accept close enough on a controlled substance count or an active ingredient's potency. They both have to be exact and verified. And the instructions telling a patient how to take that same drug should be held to the same standard. And, you know, let's take a simple example. If 1 teaspoon 3 times a day gets mistranslated as 3 tablespoons once daily, a single 5 milliliter dose turns into a 45 milliliter dose, 9 times what the prescriber intended, that can very seriously harm a patient. Getting there takes 4 things. First, the translation has to be checked by a licensed pharmacist who actually speaks the language, not just a general translator or an AI tool. And then second, it should come from a controlled library. So not just sort of type in, you know, string of text, but instructions need to be pre-approved. And third, it needs to be built right into the pharmacy software. As I mentioned, this will significantly lessen the burden on the pharmacy flow. And lastly, it has to cover the languages patients really speak, not just a, you know, a handful that look good in a brochure, but that really cover any pharmacy's language population.
Awesome. Perfectly put. Yeah, I think we kind of have done a great job at really laying out, you know, this population of patients that kind of go through these challenges. And it's such a huge population, but it's not really necessarily being addressed on a grand scale. But also we talked about pharmacists, how they kind of see these interactions on a daily basis. But there's so much more that can be done going forward and making this like really an industry-wide, you know, improvement for patients taking their medication. So kind of wanted to just talk one more about, you know, the pharmacist's place in ensuring these things, and then talk about kind of your place in improving these outcomes for these specific types of patients. So what support are pharmacists primed to deliver to improve these language barriers? Obviously, you kind of mentioned some of the support that they are doing on a daily basis, but like kind of going beyond that, how can they support these language barriers, and what kind of support is needed on like a grander scale that they might not be able to support right now?
So pharmacists are very well positioned to notice the gaps and to counsel the ones, you know, they're the ones at the counter and watching the patient, you know, take the pill bottle from them and just kind of nodding along and knowing full well that there's very limited comprehension and understanding. So they see that. They notice it. It's happening. But what they're not positioned to do and shouldn't be expected to do is to generate a validated translation in real time themselves. It's not fair to ask of someone, you know, who's first off, honestly, extremely busy and tight on time, but also just not in their area of expertise. And the bigger fix has to come from technology. Having a verified translation that gets built right into the pharmacy system. So the correct answer is just what prints on the label. There is no need to think and second guess or question what is being delivered and printed. And it also needs industry-wide alignment. So, you know, we need a solution validated under one state's framework. So, you know, it's not being piecemealed from, you know, pharmacy to pharmacy, location, chain by chain, but rather having, you know, total state mandated adherence.
Awesome. Yeah. No, I think that's perfectly put. I definitely like, I'm glad you started off with the technological side of the solutions, because like outside of just this space, it seems like technology is really the most efficient way of kind of tackling, you know, systematic wide issues within healthcare, and definitely just the alignment is obviously always so important and kind of just unifying outcomes in healthcare. So awesome. Yeah, I really appreciate it. I think this, we kind of really touched on, you know, the key takeaways of this challenge and how it really is like kind of one size to really move this forward. So kind of wanted to just learn about your role in moving this forward. So what is your organization? I guess, tell us a little bit more about your organization and what they're doing to address these language-related challenges. And then how can pharmacists get more involved in language-based pharmacy services?
So my company, RxTran, has a patented transduction technology that delivers pharmacist-certified prescription labels in 26 languages currently in real time. We are fully integrated into pharmacy management systems. Every translation is checked by a licensed pharmacist who's a native speaker, and that's really important, of the language. And it's pulled from a controlled library of instructions and dosing information. And if you're a pharmacist who wants to get involved, you know, start by really trying to figure out which languages your patients speak. You know, you don't need a state mandate to determine this. This is something you already, you know, you see all the time. And working with a software vendor to provide you with these verified translations now, so you're not scrambling once a regulation arrives. And then, you know, bigger picture, I always like to really call people upon is to lead rather than be forced. You know, New York, California, Oregon, Nevada, they already require it. Washington's ESHB 1852 is arriving in early 2027. And the pharmacies that move now on patient safety grounds rather than just compliance are the ones setting the standard for the rest of the industry. And the rest of the industry will be judged in comparison.
Awesome. Yeah. So it's very much so just like for pharmacies, like one by one, just identifying the patient population, you know, having the technology come in to streamline, you know, those improvements for those patients. And then, but also the high level stuff is always important to push these initiatives forward. So Sharon, I really appreciate you joining us and to kind of talk about this and tackle this issue. Is there anything that we, to kind of like cap this off, anything that we didn't really mention or one last thing that you'd like to leave our listeners for kind of the language barriers and the challenges, but yet the opportunities as well in this space?
You know, probably what I want anyone to really think of, and one of my aha moments is, you know, just how, what kind of experience would you feel if you were, you know, traveling in a foreign country, took ill and was received, let's use Japanese, for example, and you receive your pill bottle and it's got, you know, Japanese characters written across it. That type of fear is what people are facing regularly here. And we have solutions.
Awesome. Perfectly put. I really appreciate you taking the time today and sharing your insights.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, Brian.
Thanks so much, Sharon.